From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, the phone number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Pharmacist Ben pops up every 6 weeks to discuss health issues. I've got a whole slew of your emails in. Tom will be taking texts and tweets as well. Ben, welcome back to the program, my friend. Hope you're well.
Thank you, George. I am, and I hope you are too.
Can you imagine a few more weeks? We're moving into November. My, oh my.
Unbelievable, George. You know, I've been doing the program now, the Coast to Coast now, for almost 6 years.
I know it. It's just clicking by, and hard to believe COVID about a year old here in this country. Isn't it crazy?
What a year, 2020.
Oh, my God. Hey, anyways, I had a breaking story. I wanted to get your reaction. Okay. Let me read it for you. A widely used diabetes drug has been recalled after manufacturers found it contained unacceptably high levels of a cancer-causing contaminant. An Indian pharmaceutical company, Marsans, is recalling metformin hydrochloride extended-release tablets because their levels of what they say NDMA, a probable human carcinogen, were higher than the acceptable daily intake levels of 96 nanograms per day, whatever that means.
Right. They say it's higher than acceptable. There's no acceptable.
Now, this is used in type 2 diabetes, and it's a recall applies to the tablets between 500 mg and 750 milligrams, sold under the brand name Time Cap Labs. So what do you recommend people do if they have this?
Well, first of all, you know what the biggest source of NDMA is, and NDMA-like compounds that we all get? Bacon.
Really?
Cured meats, exactly.
Nitrates.
Nitrates. It's a nitrosamine. NDMA is nitrosodimethylamine, technically speaking. That's what NDMA is. It's a nitrosamine. It's a cancer-causing compound that's found in cured meats. One of the worst foods you could ever eat is bacon.
What's it doing in metformin?
It's a contaminant when they make the drugs. It's not just metformin. A lot of drugs have NDMA in it.
Really?
Yes. And I'm telling you, George, there are things in these prescription drugs, aside from the drug itself, that are horrible. And as far as metformin goes, George, it's an anti-diabetic drug. Diabetes is the number one blood sugar issues, we'll say, are the number one health issue that we deal with. Not coronavirus, not COVID. The number one health challenge we have, the number one health issue we have, is sugar. And by the way, you can have problems with your blood sugar and not be a diabetic. The designation, the diagnosis of diabetes is a designation that is arbitrary. It's based on an arbitrary number. And you can have, just to give you...
That's a glucose number, right?
I don't need to get into too much specifics, but 120 is the cutoff point. 120 milligrams of blood of sugar.
Fasting, right? Fasting.
Yeah, well, 120 is the cutoff. If your blood sugar is 120, you're a diabetic. But you know what, George? If your blood sugar is 119.99999, you're not a diabetic. That's how arbitrary the diagnosis is. The problem is our blood sugar is messed up way before we're officially a diabetic. And when your blood sugar is messed up, you're at high risk for cancer, you're at high risk for heart disease, you're at high risk for blindness and eye problems, you're at high risk for what's called neuropathy, which is pain in the nerves and the extremities, you're at high risk for everything, including an early demise. And so to take a drug like metformin or any other prescription drug, when all you need to do, George, is stop eating the foods that spike your blood sugar, is so foolhardy.
So you're saying I got to get rid of that candy bar, huh?
Well, if you don't want to have messed up blood sugar, I don't like telling people what to eat. But to go to the medical model, to go to a pharmaceutical, which is inherently poisonous, rather than modifying your intake of sugar, seems crazy to me.
Well, answer this for me, Ben. If you have a high glucose level, what is medically, what does that really mean? What does that mean? What happens to you?
That's actually a great question, George. So glucose is very explosive. Did you ever cook? You like to cook, right?
I dabble.
Okay. So when you cook sugar, do you ever get a sugar burn?
Do you ever have I have not had a sugar burn.
A sugar burn.
Knock on wood.
It's awful. It burns really hot.
Well, yeah, I've seen them glaze sugar on special desserts.
Yes, all that stuff is very hot. It's super hot. It holds a lot of energy. That's why the body uses sugar for energy. Well, in the blood, if you have your sugar is too concentrated, it can burn things just like a sugar burn will burn your skin. it can burn tiny little blood vessels. And when these blood vessels burn, it's called glycation. That's the technical name for it. It can lead to all kinds of health challenges, including blindness, including kidney disease, including ultimately cancer. So the problem with sugar is that it burns hot and that the body has evolved a system for taking that sugar and sticking it into a cell quickly so that the sugar doesn't rise up in the blood. That whole system involves the hormone insulin. That's your insulin's job. Insulin escorts sugar out of the blood and puts it into cells. But over time, the body stops listening to insulin. You probably heard this term, insulin resistance.
Yes.
And so what ends up happening is your insulin has to keep going up and up and up, and insulin, elevated insulin, presents its own problems. So between the sugar-causing burns or glycation, which accelerate aging and lead to kidney disease and blindness and cancers, and the elevated insulin, which leads to cancers and cysts and growths, you have the major cause of our accelerated demise and chronic illnesses, the, with a capital T. And something as simple as lowering your intake of refined carbohydrates and sugar is all you need to do. When you take metformin and when you take any prescription drug, this is so important I'm going to say here, George, when you take metformin or any prescription drug, you deplete your body of nutrients that are required to clear that drug out. And by the way, one of the best things you can do after you take your prescription drug is you're beyond tangy tangerine, especially for NDMA, because vitamin C and the other nutrients in the beyond tangy tangerine deactivate those toxins.
Interesting.
And on top of everything else, they help your body purify itself from the drug that you're taking.
Well, now, does the pharmacy get a hold of these people who may have the recall drug?
They better.
They should.
You know, it's all over the news now, so a lot of people are on metformin probably. No, but it's not just metformin that has NDMA in it. Many drugs, the blood pressure drugs especially, are known for having NDMA in them. It's a contaminant of the drug manufacturing process.
That's amazing. I've got an email in from Willie. He is from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and he says, I love hot dogs, and my wife tells me they're not good for me.
Oh, we just talked about it, nitrosamine.
Same thing.
Yeah, same idea. And after every hot dog, get yourself some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Same with deli meats. Deli meats, hot dogs, bacon, and everybody loves these things. You know why we love them, George? It's because of the salt.
They taste good.
No, if you didn't have salt, would they taste good? You think you'd eat any bacon if it didn't have any salt?
It would be a little bland,
it
probably.
It would be terrible. You probably wouldn't eat it because you'd have the texture. The combination of salt and fat and sugar is absolutely irresistible to human beings. And if you want to make a lot of money and you don't care about your neighbor's health, just start a business that combines fat and sugar and salt, whether it's cinnamon buns or whether it's pizza or whether it's pretzels. We just cannot get enough salt and sugar and fat. So here's what you do, George. If you can't get off of the bacon or you can't get off of the French fries or the pizza, the foods you know you shouldn't be eating, hack into your body's need for salt and for sugar and fat. You get your sugar from protein. Why? Because protein can be broken down into sugar for energy. So the more protein you eat, the less sugar you're going to want. You get your salt from minerals. Minerals will have the same effect on the body as salt. We crave salt because of the body uses salt when it's under duress. Well, when you get taken minerals, the body can use those minerals when you're under duress. And you get your fat by using your ultimate EFAs. The more ultimate EFAs you take, longevity's ultimate EFAs, the less fat you're going to need. So if you can't get off of the salt and sugar and fat foods, whether it's pizza or burritos or pretzels or whatever it is, hack into your body's need for those with minerals, with protein, and with essential fatty acids.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to, folks, and the phone number to call for assistance. Shortly, we will give you the number to get on the show because we'll be taking calls next hour and at the half of this hour. But for assistance, where there's great staff there behind Doc Wallach and Ben Fuchs taking notes, and they've got information. They're probably as good as both of you, Ben. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. They're good people.
There's some really smart folks over there, and props to Dr. Peterson. I know he's listening.
So another email in from someone who says, I love to eat berries in the morning. What
good
do you think?
Him.
Raspberries,
power
blueberries.
Food. Power food.
Antioxidants, too, aren't they?
Oh, my goodness. Berries are fruits in general are good, but over the last 100 years or so, actually over the last 1,000 years probably, we've genetically modified fruits to be super high in sugar. So the best fruits for you are going to be the ones that are small and that have what I call a high peel-to-pulp ratio. The medicine is in the peel, and the smaller the fruit, the higher the peel-to-pulp ratio. In other words, the more peel there is compared to the pulp. And the peels in berries, as well as other fruits, contain something called adaptogens. It's really cool how plants make molecules that are used as defense molecules to protect the plant from the sun and from insects and from animals that would eat the plant. But for us, those molecules act as stress management molecules. And the more of these berries that you eat, or any kind of fruit, especially the ones that have the high peel-to-pulp ratio, the more you're able to withstand stresses, whether that stress is viruses, or whether that stress is sugar, or whether that stress is emotional or psychological stress. Berries in particular are super good for the brain and for the eyes and for the skin, because those colors, those purples and those reds, act as electrical stress management devices, and the heart and the brain and the skin are especially electrosensitive.
All right, stay with us, Ben. We're going to come back and take phone calls. I do want to talk with you a little bit about COVID-19, but calls next with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Just 10 more of you going to the website, and we set another record for Ben for an opening moment. So just go to criticalhealthnews.com. Just 10 of you right now. I'll ask for more a little later. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie back with you. Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance, not to get on the show. You heard those numbers. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We will take calls with Ben next hour as well. He donates his time to us every 6 weeks, spends a couple hours every 6 weeks with us, as does Doc Wallach. And we hope we give you the information you really do. I got to tell you, though, Ben, I've got a health Zoom event the next couple weeks. It's going to be originating out of Chicago, but I'm going to be on in via Zoom. And those people love you and Doc Wallach. They really do.
That's great. I really appreciate you saying that. Tell me about this. You're going to do a Zoom?
It's October 25th. I think Doc was supposed to be there, too.
Okay.
It is a Health Freedom Expo out of Chicago. But, of course, the live event ain't going to happen anymore.
Got it. They're doing it on video, the Health Freedom Expo.
That's right. When do you think they're going to really start opening things back up again?
I think we're probably looking into 2021 before we're
out of. Can we make it that long?
Yeah, we can make it, but the world's going to change. You know, the world has changed, George.
Will it ever come back to what it was?
No, that's gone. Those are the old days. You're going to be calling those the old days. You know, here's the thing, George. As bad as everything is, do you realize now how many people are talking about the immune system that didn't even know it existed before?
Lots of people.
Right? Even President Trump. Do you know what they gave President Trump? They gave him zinc, and they gave him vitamin C. Do you know, George, they gave President Trump melatonin for his as an immune booster, the same stuff that's in Longevity Sweeties. They gave it to him for his immune system. There's so much more. We have such a more comprehensive understanding of the immune system and how the body works and nutritional supplementation than we did a mere 6 months ago.
You're ahead of the curve. You've been ahead of the curve.
Well, we have been saying that, Dr. Wallach. This is what Dr. Wallach and I have been saying for decades. This is people who listened to us 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, in Doc's case 30 years ago, are so much better prepared to deal with what's happening today. But it's not too late. It's not too late. I'm talking to everybody out there. It's not about masks. It's not about hiding inside. It's about getting on a supplement program. It's about reducing the sugar. It's about exercising. It's about meditation. It's about understanding the mental and emotional
relationship. It's about common sense, isn't
it? Yes, and that's exactly what it is, George. It's not medical sense. It's common sense. We have allowed common sense ideas to become medicalized. And we've allowed them to become medicalized, not because of by our own volition, but because we've been brainwashed into thinking we're not strong enough, we're not capable enough, we're not good enough, and it's not true. And this message that you, Dr. Wallach, and I have been talking about is a message of empowerment. It's to give people back their power. We don't need to be medicalized. We can do things, like you say, with common sense.
This was drilled into my head by my mother at a young age of 9 or 10 years old.
God bless her.
She would clip articles out of the newspaper that talked about vitamin C or anything like that. And then later on in life, when I moved out of Detroit, she would mail me these articles by doctors that she would find, and she still does it. At the age of 92, she loves this stuff.
She put you on the leading edge.
She did.
She put you on the tip of the spear. That's why you do what you do. You're on the cutting edge of thought, not just with health, with all the things you talk about. And God bless your mother for setting you up for that.
Let's take some calls here. Let's go to Mike, truck driving in Texas. Michael, thanks for what you do. You're on the air with us.
Hey, Mike.
You're welcome. Thank you for what you guys do. Hello, Ben.
What's going on?
Oh, I thought that I heard you say in a previous show that you were a bodybuilder.
I was a bodybuilder, and I still lift weights and do bands and exercise. But, yeah, I learned a lot of what I do from bodybuilding, because when you're bodybuilding, as anybody out there who bodybuilds know, do you bodybuild, Mike?
Well, I do the P90X routine.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Well, when you're young and you bodybuild, you're obsessed with getting big. That's the big thing. Everybody wants to be big, and I wanted to be big. And when you want to be big, you're looking for every edge you can have. That's how I started to understand the power of nutrition, because bodybuilders are hip to nutrition. And so I started to see that there were things that you could do for your body to carve your body, to make your body responsive using nutritional supplements. Then I went to pharmacy school and really started studying about how these nutrients work. But, yeah, I got into all as a bodybuilder.
Right. Well, my question is, when did you know it was time to kind of tone that down a little bit?
Slow down. That's right.
I just recently, actually, I started doing more bands and more isometrics than weightlifting. I think it's called isometrics.
And they work too.
Heck yes, they do. You don't have to go to the gym. You could do it here. I get a better workout.
Do it in your house. Yeah, I work out 4 days a week.
Bands. I highly recommend the bands. And even if you're elderly or even if you're frail, you could build muscle. And building muscle is one of the great anti-aging strategies. You don't have to be a bodybuilder. You don't have to be all ripped up like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. But just building muscle and connective tissue and bone is a marvelous anti-aging strategy.
Here's some advice with the bands. Do not let them slip when you're stepping on it to hold it down.
Had you done that?
No, but Harry Reid did, and he almost knocked himself out, the former senator from Nevada.
I didn't know that, but that's going to happen.
And to folks who don't know what we're talking about, kind of describe the bands.
These are amazing.
They're rubber bands,
simple.
Big ones.
Yeah, they're like these. They're just basically big rubber bands, and they have some resistance to them. They're so simple. You can pack them if you're traveling. You can do a quick 10-minute exercise while you're watching TV. You can do every single resistance training exercise that you could do in the gym, and you could do it with less stress on the muscle because you get an even movement. When you're lifting weights, you don't get an even movement, because you have more resistance at certain parts of the motion. When you're doing bands, you get a more even movement. So it's great for people who have injuries or people who are frail, and it's a great way to build muscle and connective tissue and bone and connective tissue.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And if you miss anything that he says, just call this number and just tell them what you were hearing. They've got it all written down for you.
1-855. We love taking emails.
That's right.
health@criticalhealthnews.com.
1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO it is. We're going to take calls for the rest of this hour and next hour with Pharmacist Ben. We got him for 2 hours. And thank you for your time, by the way, Ben.
I can't even describe what a pleasure and an honor it is, George. Thank you.
And how are things with everybody you know with COVID? Everybody okay?
I don't know anybody who has it. I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, I know one person who had it, and he beat it.
I hear about it. You know, friends of friends of cousins of girlfriends of mothers, and you know that kind of thing. But no, I don't know anybody who has it, and I don't know. This seems very exaggerated to me, George. I mean, this just seems extreme.
I had an email in from someone who said, how do we know the president didn't fake COVID and his doctors went along with it for sympathy and to make him look like Superman when he came out?
You know, I don't know what to believe anymore. That's why.
Really?
Do you know what to believe anymore?
Well, I look at things with a tempered eye, you know, because I question everything.
That's a great thing to live by. Question everything. And especially when it comes to the media, it comes to news, question everything.
Yep, absolutely. But I'm pretty sure he tested positive and had some symptoms.
I don't want to think
he had some.
I would hate to think that. My God, go there. That would be beyond the pale.
Well, I think it hurts him the fact that he got it in the first place, because You know, he acted like it wasn't there.
It's sort of ironic. There's definitely a little bit of irony.
There's
there.
A little poetic justice there. Let's go to Bill in Austin, Texas. Hey, Bill, welcome to the program.
Good evening, guys. Thank you, Ben, for being on the show again. Just appreciate you guys being on there and appreciate what you do, George.
Thank you, Bill.
So I got two quick questions for you. First question is this. My wife has chronic kidney stones. We've gone to doctors. We've done tests. We've done diet changes. We've done multiple different things to no avail.
Gotcha.
And so that's the first question, is to maybe try to get a handle of what I need to do to try to help her out. Number two question is I ended up suffering a heart attack last year and ended up getting a stent put in. And after that, you know, they said, you know, supposed to be feeling better and everything else, and I haven't. And one of the things that I found out later on, which I don't know why I've never checked it out, is on one of the side effects on the Crestor for the cholesterol and stuff, it's fatigue, you know, all these different things that I've been suffering with. So as a pharmacist, is there something else that I can trying to get off of it is what I'm really trying to do.
Well, and one thing, Bill, and Ben, you'll agree with this, you got to take CoQ10, which is a supplement.
Good job, George. Absolutely.
With the Crestor or the Lipitor. But yep. Go ahead, Ben.
That's very good, George. First of all, if you're on a prescription drug, and I'm going to tell you some stuff to get you off a prescription drug, you want to tell your doctor what you're doing. Okay, the doctor. When you have an interaction with a doctor, that has to be respected. I have to respect that as a healthcare professional, and you want to respect it too. The doctor, you have a relationship with the doctor that has to be honored. That being said, if you want to get off the drug, you tell him, I want to get off the drug, and this is what I'm doing. So you don't have to do what he says, but you have to allow him, if he's going to be serving you, you have to tell him what you're up to and tell him what you're doing. Do you understand the distinction I'm making here?
We do.
Okay,
we
good.
Do.
So Crestor and all cholesterol drugs, statin drugs, or elevated cholesterol, I should say, is a sugar problem. Elevated blood sugar and elevated cholesterol go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
This is a powerful and important message that anybody on a statin drug has to hear. Elevated cholesterol is a dead ringer it's almost identical. You can think of it as identical with elevated blood sugar. And that's why diabetes and elevated cholesterol go hand in hand. So something as simple as restricting your intake of sugar can be huge. But also using sugar-metabolizing nutrients, of which this is what one of Dr. Wallach's great discoveries, is that chromium and niacin, vitamin B3 and niacin, and the ultimate niacin and in the sweeties, not only protect you from sugar, but they also lower your cholesterol. In fact, niacin, in the ultimate niacin from longevity, has been shown to be equally potent as a statin drug, with, of course, not only no side effects, side benefits, including better brain health, including better digestive health, and better skin health. So not only will you be lowering your cholesterol and lowering your sugar, increasing your longevity, decreasing your heart disease issues, but you'll also, when you use these sugar metabolizing nutrients, you'll also be lowering your cholesterol.
What do you do about the kidney stones?
The kidney stones are a classic example of what I call manifestation of what I call dirty blood, sticky blood, sludgy blood. On my radio program, we always say all disease is cell disease. That means every single disease is about the cell, not about the organ. But all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood. Dirty blood is literally like a river. Do you remember when the Lake Erie used to catch fire? You were raised in Detroit, right?
I was raised in Detroit, and I remember the marsh fires.
Okay, so they used to have rivers catch fire. Why?
Because gas.
They were so dense with toxicity that the water couldn't move, and energy built up,
and
fires would erupt. It's the same thing happens in our blood, George, in a microscopic fashion. It's like Lake Erie in the 70s for some of us. So what you have to do is you clean the blood. See, how do you clean the blood? Well, there's lots of ways to do it. The most important way to clean the blood is by protecting the main source of toxicity, which is the digestive system. And this is why the digestive system is so important, because it's the portal into the blood.
Well, why does the stone go into the kidney?
Because the kidneys have very tiny blood vessels. Microscopic blood. Can you imagine a microscopic blood vessel? I mean, even that, just the thought of that's ridiculous.
But a kidney stone is a accumulation of what?
Toxic calcium and dirt. calcium fibers, protein. Mostly it's calcium.
And they look like little spikes that
yes,
you put on the end of one of those things.
You can imagine what that feels like.
Oh, it hurt. I had one
okay.
in 1982.
Okay.
I don't want any more.
Yeah, exactly. But gallstones are the same way. You can have tear duct stones. You can have stones form anywhere where there's tiny little blood vessels. And the main reason these stones form is because the blood is toxic. And the pH is changed, and the acidity level is different, and so calcium and other minerals start to crystallize. They precipitate. Do you ever put salt in water? I don't know if you ever did this, but you put salt in water, and you put one teaspoon, it goes in, a second teaspoon, it goes in, third teaspoon. By the fourth or fifth teaspoon, it starts to precipitate. The salt starts to come out. Have you ever seen this?
No, I've never done that.
Okay. But you know, can you imagine what I'm saying? That's exactly what happens in the bloodstream. The stones, the minerals start to precipitate. And that's where they start, and they're crystals, so they're sharp, and they don't feel good. And again, you're dealing with a sugar problem, okay? That's number one, is take care of your blood sugar. Kidney stones and elevated blood sugar go hand in hand. But the most important thing is to keep that digestive system pristine. By the way, Youngevity has a new product called Daily Digest, which is a daily nutritional supplement. It comes in packets. It's got several nutrients that are important for the digestive system. And we've been talking about the digestive system. You can't talk about health without talking about the digestive system. And I know people think it's like you're a one-trick pony if you're a healthcare professional. You say everything's the digestive system, but everything is the digestive system, including the immunity. 80% of your immune system is located in the digestive tract. So if you really want to protect yourself from this virus, eat foods that are friendly to the digestive system.
Well, and I'm not a doctor either, but I mean, for Bill, who had a heart attack, I recommend turmeric because he has inflammation in his arteries.
Turmeric is so amazing, George. It truly is the most medicinal, and this is saying something. I think it's the most medicinal and the most healing of all the herbs.
I think it is, too. You know, years ago, I saw a little article, and I turned one of our researchers, Christian Wild, onto it. His website's myheartbook.com. And he went to work and developed his own formulas.
Christian does great work. By
oh, my God. What a great news person he is, to be sure. Ben, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a full hour of phone calls with you. And Tom's got some texts and tweets. I've got a few emails. Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And his website, of course, you can also get on the free apps in your app store, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call, all the things Ben has just said, if you missed it all, just call this number because they got it written down. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. We're here to help you. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.